Okay, if I start off just in general PR, trade press is pretty unsexy stuff. You've seen Have I Got News For You and Dogs Weekly and Poultry World and all that sort of stuff. But that's where you'll be focusing, and you'll have to start going for an educational approach, really, explaining what it is you know to your target market, why you know it, and what they need to know from you, basically. In terms of whether you should expect your PR agency to be helping you out with things like Twitter and that sort of stuff, I think they should, because PR is basically word of mouth, and with a great big megaphone in front of it, which is the press. And Twitter and social media is also word of mouth. Now, if on one side you've got messages coming out in traditional media that say one thing with a certain tone, and on the other side you're tweeting in a certain tone and different messages are coming out over there, you'll start confusing people. So someone needs to own that. And yeah, I think that's where the PR agency should come in, or one person should come in. I would counsel against someone tweeting as you, because you're being looked at for your take on events. But if your PR agent was to tweet as Better Languages, and it was Better Languages HQ in the sort of innocent drink style, the way they do things, then I wouldn't see a problem with that at all. Do you have any thoughts on this sort of stuff? So I'll just keep talking a bit and see how long I can keep Susan on tenterhooks.
Marketing, we would talk about something called a persona, and that means to whom are you speaking. And I guess the thing, if we're looking at your key decision makers, are your key decision makers going to be using Twitter? I would suspect it's probably fairly unlikely that the key decision maker is going to be using Twitter. However, the audience that you could be speaking to on Twitter, of course, is the press and journalists. For those of you who are in a business-to-business environment, you might be wanting to use Twitter as that channel, which is an extension of your other natural activities. That said, the problem is that Twitter is intended to be kind of the voice of Better Languages. And if you do put it in the hands of your PR agency, it's going to be patently your PR agency who's going to be doing the talking. And that will go against the grain of what the ethic of what people expect to be seeing in Twitter. So do you know how you're doing your personal tweeting? The other thing I would be doing is keeping in mind who's going to be listening to those tweets. So you might want to be managing the kind of tweets you're sending out. I don't know about you, but I'm not a big fan of, for instance, people talking. So in some respects, the kind of things that you're tweeting for in a fishbowl might not be the kind of things that you want Marks and Sparks hearing, if that makes sense. Yeah. So I think we need to get these kind of things to dovetail. We've only been talking about Twitter, but there are three other social media technologies I think you should be managing. The first is called social sharing, and that means you could be socializing other content that you have already. PowerPoint presentations, we could be doing PDFs. People can be voting on them, giving them stars, and sharing them. So there is social sharing. Are you doing any of that yet, Mike?
Probably not.
I think that's an easy win for you. Yeah. We've been talking about social networking in the form of Twitter, but again, I think what's hugely important is LinkedIn. How many of you guys are all on LinkedIn? Again, LinkedIn, and I would have thought your target market is playing on LinkedIn. Again, I would. What we're doing is setting up the LinkedIn profile on behalf of our client, and then we're going to give the keys of the car back to you. And as you say, I think there needs to be somebody who's managing it centrally. That I think the most important thing is that you have a single message.
And to go back to what Greg was saying as well, I mean, the thing that we find is it's okay having that forum, but PR agencies are particularly skilled at working out what's the story. You know, why is it newsworthy? Why should people be listening to you? And there's no, you know, it's all well and good going into LinkedIn and just filling it with the latest stuff, but you need someone with a very critical eye to cast their eye over it and work out, is that really newsworthy or not? And if it is, how are we going to exploit it to the max? I think that's probably fair to say. Rosie, you have something to say?
Just to add on PR, starting in January this year, I outsourced my PR and marketing, and it's been one of the best things I've done. I'm really sorry, Greg, it wasn't with you. It means somebody spots the stories in my work, which I don't necessarily see, and it means I don't have to think about it. So they're presenting article pictures. I'm now in the National Education Press because I'm managing conflict in staff rooms, which I never